Welcome to the Life and Work podcast by AI Shokri. Every week you will listen to one idea on how to make better decisions in life and work. This podcast is automatically narrated. Enjoy the show. During a crisis, our ability to decide is impaired. A crisis can be an event such as the death of a loved one, stressful times, or unexpected disasters. As these situations can happen at any time, so be prepared so you can make a decision during a crisis, or at least know how to handle the situation. A hurricane or flood will dampen your ability to make proper decisions. In a national crisis like this, the best advice is to follow the instructions. If you live in a natural disaster-prone area, you should be aware of procedures and policies that apply in emergencies. Drills and training should not be taken lightly, as they prepare you to make the right decisions for your safety. The guidance is different in a situation of grief or loss. When you encounter a situation of extreme sadness or the loss of a loved one, you pass into the five stages of grief, according to Elizabeth Kubler-Ross Model 1. During these stages, how to make decisions should differ. The first three stages are Stage 1, Shock and Denial. Stage 2, Anger. Stage 3, Depression and Detachment. During these three stages, you should avoid making any decisions, and delegate urgent matters to trusted family and friends. The next stage is Stage 4, Dialogue and Bargaining. In this stage, you will start to accept to explore alternatives and listen to people's advice. Stage 5, Acceptance. In this stage, you have accepted the loss and will start to have a new purpose and meaning, and you can start making big decisions again. However, for other stressful situations, you should always seek help. For example, a surgeon should never perform surgery without an assistant. When a massive bleed happens during an operation, the assistant's role cannot be more critical. Under extreme stress, the decision-making process of the primary surgeon and the assistant is maybe entirely halted. Only another, a third surgeon on call, will be able to stop the bleeding and save the patient. Likewise, in stressful situations, consult your family and friends and always have emergency contact details available to hand when needed. What are your plans or policies in emergencies? Like to hear your voice on the show? Got an idea to share with us on how to make better decisions? Record a message to get featured. Link in the description. If you like this episode, kindly subscribe to the Life and Work podcast on any podcast app. Don't forget to leave a review. You can also subscribe to the Life and Work newsletter at thelifeandwork.com.